Could I stop and tell you why some of you young women are not happy? Listen carefully to this. I ask you what you want to do with your life. Now, don't miss this, young ladies. You single girls, listen to this carefully. I ask you sometimes, as a single young lady, what do you want to be doing 15 years from now or 10 years from now? I often ask that when I counsel. Young ladies almost always say this. I'd like to have a family, a nice house. You know what your problem is? You don't mention a husband. He's just a tool by where you get the family and the nice house. You don't mention him. That's your big problem. And that's why when you get married, you're not happy. See? If you'd want a person and give yourself to a person, if you decide, what do you want to do in 10 years from now? I'd guarantee you one thing. Everybody I counsel with for the next few months is going to answer right. I'll tell you for sure. But don't tell those heathen that are not here today what I said. Let them stumble into their trap. So what do? You get married. You get your house. You get your family. But you're not happy. Now you listen carefully. Why? God didn't make you for a house. God didn't make you for a family. God didn't look down one day and say, there's a baby, it needs his nose wiped. He's got mucus on his nose. There's a baby that needs his diaper changed. Think I'll make a woman to change his diaper. God didn't do that. God didn't look down one day and say, there's a dirty house, I'll make somebody clean it. God didn't do that. God made you for man. I said, God made you for man. I said, God made you for man. I said, God made you for man. I'll guarantee you, I'll tell you what women have all things. Women that don't want anything but their man. And man, I'll tell you, he'll buy everything for. That's what God is saying here. I wish I could shake some sense into your young women's heads. You gals about to get married. I think sometimes it'd be a lot better if we had no formal weddings. No wedding gowns, just each other. Just get some, as the old Indian chief said, want 'em. The brave said, ugh. And the chief said, want 'em. And the squaw said, ugh. And the brave said, got 'em. I think that's enough. By the way, they paid the brave $50. I want to remind you of that. But I'm saying, whatever happened to warning each other? God says, don't ask for things. Ask for Him. He is all good things. He'll give you all good things. He knows what all good things are. Ask for Him. Once it was the blessing. Now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is His Word. Once His gifts I wanted, now the giver owned. Once I sought for healing, now Himself alone. All in all is Jesus. Of Jesus will I sing. Everything is Jesus. And Jesus is everything. God purposely by His Holy Spirit put the words Holy Spirit in Luke 11:13. And the words, all good things, in Matthew 7:11. Because when you quit asking for good things, and you ask for the Holy Spirit, then you'll have every good thing that God has. All of it. God wants you to want Him.